Good afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondak, and I'm very excited to have Dr. Paul Gossman, our superintendent of Sioux City Community Schools, here. He somehow was able to work us into his very busy schedule. I appreciate your time so much today, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good day to you, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know, this is a food show, so I thought we would talk a little bit about the summer food program located at various schools. Talk a little bit about what's involved, and I know we're wrapping up and going into the school year, but this has been going on for quite some time.
It has, and we're very excited about the start of the school year, and we're thankful to our community for all they do to invest in us so that we can return the investment to them by producing high-quality performing students and those sorts of things. It's first, I think, best to understand who we are to help understand the food program. You know, we are a district of 15,000 students. We've got a couple thousand staff members. We're the largest employer in Sioux City. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I'd love to have a lot of larger employers even, but our student population is made up of 65% of those 15,000 students eat either free or reduced meals each day. And it's important to call that out because the free and reduced meal percentage is the only federal measure of poverty. And so we're a district that has a little higher level of poverty than some others. And that number's been growing for us, and it's been growing in the whole state of Iowa. And that you find often in urban centers. And we are, and a lot of people think it's oxymoronic that Iowa and urban go in the same sentence, but it's really the way that it is. We're an urban community. We also have about 20% of our students, about one out of every five, that do not speak English as their home language. And so we've got, you know, that's another urban characteristic. And so we've got a great number of our population who need supports that they may not be able to achieve at home. And so through the federal government, we're very thankful to run a free meal program. We do breakfast and lunch. We also do an afternoon snack. We do that in seven different facilities over the course of the summer. And it's free to any students ages 2 to 18. They're able to just show up and then go to any site any day. And we'll provide good, healthy, and, you know, of course, nutritious meals for them that meet the same standards that we serve every day. When we're in the school year, we're serving somewhere around 13,000 meals a day, and we make all of those at our local central kitchen and then truck those out to the schools because it's a very efficient and cost-effective process. But we're just so honored to have the opportunity to serve the population that we have, and we do that through these federally funded and locally supported programs.
Why are we seeing more food insecurity in families? What's happening there?
Well, I think, you know, as we grow as a community, and we're not growing quickly, but we're growing with a great deal of diversity in that growth. You know, whether that diversity is measured through racial or ethnic categories or poverty-based categories. And so as people come together and make up the community of Sioux City, I'm very proud to serve a really diverse community. And so it creates challenges. We've got, you know, certainly more single-parent homes. We've got certainly more two-parent homes where everyone's working all the time to try and bring money into the family. But it's just become necessary for the work that we do. You know, when I went to school, when you went to school, I can remember walking home to have lunch because we didn't have a school program. And then I do remember when they added that program. And, of course, today, we're serving breakfast, we're serving lunch, we're serving a late afternoon snack for those kids that are with us until the end of the workday because they're in our Beyond the Bell or after school program, which is also academic. But we've got to do everything we can to take care of them because when they're with us, that's the work that we do. And we want to be that good partner to the families and to our whole community.
And feeding children obviously will make them more successful in the classroom.
Oh, it absolutely will. You know, our core mission certainly isn't to feed students. Our core mission is to help students achieve, help them to understand what their future can hold and to create a diploma, but a plan for their future as they graduate from our district. But In order to do that, we've got to keep our schools safe. They've got to be clean. We've got to transport students properly. And of course, we need to make certain that they're eating properly. There's just so much research behind the fact that, well-fed students, properly fed students are higher achievers.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, you mentioned the federally funded program for feeding children, but mm-hmm. you, which I was not aware, also accept donations.
Right. That's exactly right. We've got a great partnership that we do through the Food Bank of Siouxland. Linda Scheid runs that program over there, and she just does a fantastic job. That's a backpack program, and that's the part that brings, I'm going backwards at your question here, but that's the local portion of that, where we've got a number of schools, about seven of them a year, where every Friday students are able to get a, they call it a backpack program, but it's really a bag, if you will, full of healthy food products that they're able to take with them through the weekend. And that's a real local effort. We've got a number of efforts locally as well for like other backpack types of things like school supplies and those sorts of things as well. At the federal level, we participate in the federal free and reduced, it used to be called free and reduced lunch program, but it's of course now free and reduced meals because we're serving more than just lunch. And we have seven of our buildings where the students just come to the school and they don't have to show the staff that they're either on the free or reduced list. The entire building simply eats at the cost of this federal program. And I recently heard about a local district, not our district, but another local district that's doing the same thing because this program is really strong and it really works to serve those kids.
Could you talk a little bit about a very significant grant you received recently from Tyson?
Absolutely. That's just been a wonderful, great local partner. So we've got this federal free meal program that occurs in 15 locations this summer. I think earlier I said seven. We've got seven schools that have that free lunch and free breakfast every day during the school year, but there were 15 summer meal locations. And so much of that is funded through the federal government, but Tyson wanted to take it to the next step. If we have them there and they're eating meals, let's help move academic achievement forward. We all have heard about some version of the summer slide where we have such achievement by the end of the school year and then they get almost 3 months off and they lose some of that academic prowess before they come back for the next school year. And so let's use this free meal program to also engage some academic activities, particularly Gretchen, in the area of reading. And so, that's been very nice to partner through our public school foundation. We're thankful for them. They do so much for us. Tyson gave the grant or the gift, if you will, to the foundation. And the foundation helped us by providing reading tutors, reading mentors that would work with kids while they were receiving free meals.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I would characterize this time as a time of progress and growth under your leadership, Dr. Gossman.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you and all that you're doing. Could you talk, we have some time,
sure.
About some of the things that are happening.
Sure. I'm very, very proud of what's going on in the district. I'm actually starting the 10th year that I've been in Sioux City. Like a lot of people, I moved to Sioux City thinking I might be here 3 to 5 years. And then I figured it out. Sioux City is an incredible place filled with incredible people, and I'm so thankful to be here, so honored to be the superintendent. Very, very proud as we start this school year that we've got all of the opportunities available for students that we do through a number of special programs, but of course our daily instruction is what's first and most important. The best thing we can do to take a student toward achievement is to put a high-quality staff member in front of them. And I always like to say we employ experts in what they teach, but it's more important than just having an expert because somebody can be an expert in a content area. So to me, we employ experts who love people and they've got to do that work every day. And we're very thankful for them in all of our buildings, our 15,000 students in about 30 different facilities, if you count our high school programs. And so very proud over the last years to have growth and work from the top and work backward, if that's okay, at the high school level. Last year, we had over 4,000 students earn over 10,000 college credits in our Career Academy. Academy programs. That means students are able to graduate with a diploma and a plan for their future, which is very important. We have a graduation rate that's very high among the urban districts in Iowa. We're not high enough because the only acceptable graduation rate is 100. But our graduation rate right now is 87.5%, which because of those Career Academy programs is up. It was about 72% when I arrived in the district, and I know the team was working hard then. Very proud of those programs for high school students. And of course, this is the time of year where we're kicking off activities, arts, athletics, those kinds of things as well. So we always celebrate that. We also have new robust middle school programs for students where they're able to do exploratory programs that help them prepare for the high school career academies. Those programs are focused in STEM or science, technology, engineering, and math. We often will use the term STEAM as well because we love to shove the arts in there. I'm a former band director, so I always like to talk about the arts. So science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. But we're doing that kind of work at those schools. And then, of course, at the elementary level, we've got good things happening with our reading programs. We've got five specialty elementary schools where kids are still learning math, science, social studies, and reading, but they're learning that through the lens of the specialty concept, like the arts or STEM, like I've already mentioned, or a dual language program, or computer coding, or environmental science. And so we're very, very proud of these specialty programs that kids from all over the community can take part in.
You're challenged every day with many things. What do you most enjoy about being a superintendent?
Yeah, there's so many things. I don't believe I have a job. I believe I've got a mission. I'm so blessed to be able to come and do the work that I do. I'm so thankful for probably a couple of things as a superintendent. First, the people that I work with are just so important to us, and they're so good here in Sioux City. I always say that everybody in a school district's a leader, whether they want to be or not. So it's important for us to think about how we're leading kids, whether you're a custodian or a counselor or a teacher or an administrator, food service worker, whatever it is. And so I'm very blessed to serve with the team members that I have at all levels of the district. The other thing, when you're having a day, and so I'm a superintendent of schools, and I know that occasionally my job frustrates, the work that I do can frustrate some people, and I get that. Because we're dealing with people's children and their money. Those are two pretty important things. And so I know that often I don't take it personally, but they might be frustrated with a decision that I've made about whether to have school on a day or not, or the way in which we're making some changes to schedules. But when you're having challenges with that, it's just really important to me to communicate with everybody that I can toward understanding. We don't have to agree on everything, but it is important we understand one another. And if you're really having a bad day, all you have to do is get out to a school and pop in and grab a book. I've got a stack of books in my office that I love to read to kids. And so just take a book and see if you can find a group that's willing to listen while you read to them. Who else has that as a part of their job? And so I'm very thankful and honored to be here.
Well, Paul, your enthusiasm is contagious, and knowing you from Rotary and other places, I so appreciate the fact that you put such a positive face on our Sioux City Community School System. I love the fact that you appreciate and understand the importance of arts and education. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I always want to see what you're wearing for socks.
Oh, well, I think I've got something going. I don't want to pull a hammy here, lifting it up over here.
Oh, those are beautiful. And for since this is radio and not TV, they're kind of a baby blue with little pink and yellow dots on them. So what's the philosophy, before we end our interview today, with wearing kind of whimsical socks?
Oh, well, my job is one of those where often I have to dress very traditional. And so I wear a suit every day to work, or sometimes even a three-piece suit like I have on today, because I'm addressing a large crowd, and I want to respect them by showing them the formality they deserve as we work to train them to get them ready to serve our students. But if you know me, which you do, Gretchen, but the listeners may not, I've always just had just a little bit of a wild streak. And so as I was on my motorcycle riding here today with my three-piece suit on and my socks are showing because my feet were on the foot pegs, I've always just got a little bit of that in me, and I just think it's important that we don't lose sight of that at the end of the day, this is a very stressful job at times, and I'm not whining about that, but it has to be fun, and we have to have made a difference in the lives of human beings every day, whether that's our staff or students. And for me, the way I do that is with just a quirky personality, I guess.
Well, I've enjoyed our time today here on Siouxland Public Media, and congratulations to you and your staff and all the great things that you're accomplishing, and you are very much appreciated,
Paul. Oh, thank
Paul.
You. Thank you. I love Sioux City and honored to be here.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul Gossman, Superintendent of Sioux City Community Schools today. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought. Thanks for tuning in to Siouxland Public Media. Have a great day.